This is Grant Kaltenbach with SEMO Spotlight.
Hello, my name is Dulce Maldonado Munoz. I am a current graduate assistant here at Southeast. I am pursuing the public administration track. I am also a full-time employee here at the university. I am a multicultural recruitment counselor for the Office of Admissions. So my journey has really been interesting here at SEMO. I've delved both in the student side more so, and that's really kind of taken off for my job that I have currently. So I did my undergrad here at Southeast. I pursued a bachelor's in mass comm with the emphasis in public relations. Within that, I really got a lot to experience within an undergraduate student when I joined a student organization of Latinos, SOL for short. It was through that role of becoming their president that I really got engaged on campus initiatives. And one of them was becoming an intern for the Office of Admissions and really got launched the Spanish website we have now for Southeast. From there, it really took off. When I graduated, I applied for a position in admissions as an admission counselor. Within the first year or so, I also became interested in pursuing the public administration, so decided to go back into school, mainly because of the work that I was doing. I did a lot with students, families, but I saw the real impact nonprofit organizations were having with students and families. And so within that, I decided to pursue that program. Currently, I am on my second year as a graduate student. I will be graduating in December. It has been an interesting journey being both a traditional and non-traditional student and being employed by the university. It just really made me passionate about the work that we do here at Southeast, that I am getting not only the knowledge and theory in class, but I'm actually applying it in my work. So last year, got promoted to the multicultural recruitment position that I have now. And I will say within that, I have learned a lot about how communities work through classes, but I'm applying that work to really reach out to the Hispanic Latino markets, which is kind of my responsibilities of helping those communities. So it has been interesting in talking to families and students to see what kind of they have for that. And within that, it's just been a kind of conversion of all aspects that I've had here at Southeast. And very grateful and rewarded with what I have. There really has been a lot of engagement with faculty. And I will say I really took to heart to one particular faculty in the language department. She really kind of became like my role model, so to speak, but kind of just letting me empower me that, yes, you can do this. And I think the first thing that kind of took off for everything, my own experience has been everything that I've done within SOL as a club, of really focusing and helping fellow peer students get and being engaged with their Hispanic Latino background and sharing that here with the campus community. So that faculty mentor that I've had both on my undergrad and now my graduate, she has really kind of embodied the will to do within here at Southeast. She teaches Spanish within that, and so I really close to heart. I'm a native speaker. I'm originally from Mexico. And so she really kind of sees the culture emphasis and then the influence that where students are coming from. And she really has helped students really kind of get close to what kind of background they have. And it's been interesting to see how dedicated she is to us students as being successful. And having her there kind of shows, kind of giving us the pathways into us doing our own thing has really, really been really, really well appreciated from our end as a student. So I will say I did kind of alluded to my background of being from Mexico. So my family moved here when I was really young. And so I'm both a first-generation college student, but I'm also Hispanic Latina from Mexico, kind of adapting to the community. And I will say that background is something that I really apply every day with my students, especially when I deal with students that kind of went through the same experiences when they were applying to college. I mean, it's daunting in itself if you don't know what the college process looks like, but then add culture to that and family, that really becomes a challenge for any student. And I see myself reflecting every one of my students, and I think that's probably what's made it so rewarding with my job. But the biggest challenge, of course, is getting everyone in the same page. So I knew it from personal experience, getting my own family on board of me coming to Southeast was a challenge in itself. So I understand where those students are coming from and kind of figure out what's going to work best for them, but also for their family as a unit, that give them that confidence that they're making the right choice in picking us. my experience here at SEMO has been rewarding in that I've learned a lot of the skills that I got outside of the classroom, and that really has been in the involvement piece. I keep mentioning Seoul, and I think that's really at the core of what my success was here at Southeast. It became kind of like the platform for me to launch into all the successful endeavors I've had. And I think for students and anyone taking away current or incoming, they really need to look at what a university is offering them beyond their degree into the applied form. And I think Southeast really does that here. I mean, we really embody the will to do here in our community. All my personal experiences I had, both as a student and as an employee for the university, has really made me passionate about continuing the work that we're doing here as an institution to create access to students and families to pursue their own careers here.
This has been SEMO Spotlight. For more SEMO Spotlight podcasts, check out krcu.org.